From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, March 20th at 8:55, and we have Cody Dust on the line this morning to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Kimberly. Well, in the grain pits, we have corn and soybeans. Futures are both narrowly mixed this morning as macro markets and crude oil really kind of stabilize here towards the end of the week. But the trade remains highly sensitive to energy-driven direction and shifting into a risk management style posture ahead of another weekend of geopolitical headlines and volatility specifically tied to Iran. Overnight volume was lighter as traders kind of stepped back from chasing those sharp moves, with attention turning to this afternoon's CFTC report, which is expected to confirm funds have been building fresh, speculative longs across the grain complex. Length has been vulnerable with this month and quarter end approaching alongside a key USDA acreage report at the end of this month. Here on the home front on the ground, the fertilizer remains a growing concern with roughly 18% of global urea production offline, and reports coming out of southern Illinois and parts of the Dakotas of growers struggling to secure supply and in some cases switching intended corn acres to soybeans. Having said that, fundamentals are beginning to lean the other direction as improved weather across the Midwest and moisture conditions and favorable long-range forecasts support early season crop prospects. Global grain trade flows show a sign of slowing amid a 25 to 40% spike in freight costs, tightening bunker fuel grain availability. U.S. soybean demand continues to lag with export sales running well behind last year and a delayed Trump Xi summit pushing any meaningful Chinese buying further out, kind of raising additional concerns about USDA export targets. Our market just kind of remains caught between supportive energy and geopolitical risk versus what I'm going to call some softening demand signals, with a key question emerging. How long can grains continue to follow oil before broader economic pressures start to force some divergence? Market currently, we have, again, mixed. We, on the nearby May 2026 corn contract, we're at 466 and a quarter. That's down 3.5 cents. The new crop corn down 3 quarters, at 491 and 3/8. We have the nearby May 2026 bean contract at 1170 and a half. That's up 2 cents. New crop beans up 2 cents at 1148 and a quarter. Soft red winter wheat down 3 cents at 604. Thanks, Kimberly.